Yeah, one of the joys of this tour is just turning all the songs inside out every night. And if you know some of these songs from the records, and they're from all different periods of what I've done, they're completely different, and they're changing, and it's fun to be my own cover band. I am like the worst Steve Wynn tribute show ever. Because, you know, I don't do it like he does it. But I try. I have a CD here called Solo Electric, which is a kind of the commemorative CD of this tour. And not only do I change all the songs from night to night, but I change the cover from night to night. So I drew a cover thing of me playing guitar, and I drew like 30 different versions of it, and went, I can't choose, and just chose one out and said, that's the one I'm going to use. But I left the inside blank, so if you get it tonight, I'll draw you a new one tonight, because I just, you know, I hate making decisions. So everybody gets their own cover of that one, so come on by. I'll be drawing pictures later on. And this is what I'm talking about right here. This is a song called Sweetness and Light from the record of the same name. And on the record, it's cool. I like it. It's kind of a pop song, a little 60s pop number. But there's but that's a good cue actually right there to tell me that it's time to do a little noise right there. Hear that feedback? That was like I was in the Who for a second. People try to put us down. I'll finish that later on. Anyway, yes, I was influenced by the Who and by the Stones and all that. But the biggest influence on me, the music that changed my life, was punk rock. And I realized I just don't play enough punk rock. I live in New York, Queens, New York, the home, birthplace of the Ramones and the Dictators and Johnny Thunders. So I'm going to pay tribute to my neighborhood on this version of a nice little pop song sent to CBGB's 1977. This song is called Sweetness and Light.
Jennifer sits and she flies in the dark and dreams about dreaming, drinks of the spark of anything that will remind her of anything else again. She remembers a day that she drove him away, how she hated him then, but she loves him today. And she wonders what she would say to him now. It doesn't matter anyway. Sweetness and light, sweetness and light. Why can't it always be sweetness and light? Jennifer writes in a journal, she says, he's been calling me over and over again. And every time that I pick up the phone, he says nothing. She can't remember the pain, she can't remember the kicks. Just a Stevie Wonder song from 1976. And they say you ought to learn from your past mistakes. Well, it's easy for you to say. Sweetness and light, sweetness and light. Why can't it always be sweetness and light? And she says, why do you call me? Why do you write me? Why are you always around? What do you want from me? What do I have for you? Why won't you leave me alone? Jennifer writes in a journal, she says, he's been calling me over and over again. And I put on a record and I turn up the sound. And I close my eyes until the noise goes down. And the phone rings over and over again. And over and over and over again. She picks it up on the 20th ring and says, don't fuck with me. Sweetness and light, sweetness and light. Why can't it always be sweetness and light? Sweetness and light, sweetness and light. Why can't it always be sweetness and light? Oh, why can't it always be sweetness? Sweetness. Sweetness, sweetness and light.
All right.